Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I've got two wonderful guests with me today. I've got the actress and the writer-director of Nabat. We have Fatema Mohamed Aria and Elçin Musaglu.
Elçin.
I have to say it the proper way. Good. So welcome. Thank you very much for joining us on Fred Film Radio. Fatema, you're going to help us with the translation.
Sure.
Fantastic. Congratulations on the film being in the Orizzonti section of the Venice Film Festival. It's quite an achievement. So well done, that's fantastic. What's your Venice experience like so far, and what's it like having your film chosen out of hundreds of films?
Senin hissin ne manada ki o burada kabul edildi Venice'de?
Ben çok sevindim.
I'm really really happy because here I had lot of experience before with the Alberto Barbera in Torino. He is really wonderful person in the Museum of the Cinema and also in the Torino Film Festival.
Yes, I love
first
that festival.
Yes,
fantastic.
The first judging that I had, it was in Torino many years ago, 30 years ago.
Wow.
When Alberto Barbera were there. And I'm so happy that for first time I'm here and invited by him.
Fantastic. And Elçin?
That's one of the oldest festival that I'm so happy that I'm here.
Ve biliyorum ki en benim sevdiğim en yaşlı rejissörler.
And I'm so happy that the director like Kurosawa, Antonioni and many famous director, they were here and I'm here also.
And now we can add you to the list. Tell us a little bit about Nabat, first of all. Fatema, of course, I almost didn't recognize you. You look incredible on the screen, but Elçin has aged you by about 100 years. You look fabulous. So I'll ask Elçin about the story and the inspiration of the story, and then I'll come to you to ask you about your character.
Nabat, demeli,
the things that I can seriously talk about it, that Nabat is from Azerbaijan. But it's not just from Azerbaijan. She is the mother of the whole of the world, all the world.
Bu film o analar hakkındadır ki.
I can say that the Nabat is from our land, from Azerbaijan. But it's a mother of the life, mother of the whole of the lands.
Yeah, so the story is wider than just Azerbaijan.
Çünkü o dastanın esası Azerbaycan'da baş verir.
Because the main story is from Azerbaijan.
Yes. So tell us about your character, Fatema.
The character, as Elçin said, that for me is not just a mother. It says she is also is the spirit of the life for me. She is like an angel in a paradise that it was the places that we had shooting.
It was an incredible film in the sense that I think you have a fantastic face, by the way, for cinema. It's incredible. And I, if I'd seen you in the street in the Lido in Venice, I would not have recognized you because you really, really, really look so much older. And I'm complimenting you right now because you look fantastic today. But, you know, what was it like trying to get into that character? How difficult was it for you to immerse yourself in the role of Nabat, because that's the title role of the film?
You know that my background is theater. I came from theater side and I played in more than 54 movies. That means that I had this experience a lot in a different kind of the characters. And for me, just it was a little bit difficult of the language. I try to talk as a character that I don't know the language of that land. So it was some most important challenge for me to do something that I really interest about it. It wasn't difficult at all. It was just challenging
from the learning point of view. But what about the location? Because I wanted to ask Elçin about that as well. But the location for you must have informed your performance as well, because it's very remote. We see that she's being abandoned slowly as one by one. People in the village are leaving because of the fighting and the war. And, you know, there's a character that's trying to get everyone to leave. So that the army can move in. So, but we see that Nabat is holding on to what's hers and where, you know, she has all her memories.
Yeah, but you cannot imagine it that with a lot of difficulty. When I was working, I feel that it's my dream. It's not true that I'm working in this kind of the landscape, in this kind part of the world, that it's really like paradise, without any noise, without any material, modern material that bother you.
Yeah.
Just so kind people and very generous people, that they will give you everything that you need for your shooting, with nothing that you can give them or tell them. Just they support us to make that movie. And it was from something that Elçin tried for that for,
yeah,
for 1 year.
Wow.
He was looking for a place without any things that bother him in his movie. And then you find that places.
And he found that place. Well, I'd like to ask Elçin about how he found the location, because it's absolutely incredible.
Natural, I mean, location and sunny
Tapton. Çok maraqlısını dedi ki, mən deyirəm ki, bizim filmimiz.
He said that in my movie and during my shooting, it was small miracle happened.
Ən vacib möcüzələrdən biri de.
One of the most important miracle is that when I was writing, I thought about this kind of the location, and I find it exactly something that it was in my mind.
Wow, that's kind of unusual, I would say.
Yes.
Very unusual.
That's true.
I'd like to ask Elçin about your documentary background, because you come from a documentary background, and I was wondering, is that why you chose for your feature film to go down this very naturalistic, very realistic route, rather than trying to, you know, put lots of detail in there which didn't belong?
He said that
all the details in documentary, they helped me to make that feature movie.
Mm.
It's true that really each small detail in documentary helped me.
Absolutely, because there's a lot of detail, but it's all very natural. There's nothing that's distracting or taking your
thinking, your mind,
yeah,
or,
yeah, away from Nabat, because we kind of live and breathe Nabat's character, her life, her journey, yeah, her struggle. Yeah. You know, all that stuff is really very, very intense.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you.
I'm really, really like your opinion about my movie, because it was exactly something that I wanted to hear.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm glad that I've made you happy, at least. Well, I'd love to thank you both so much for coming on to Fred Film Radio. Elçin Musaglu, I'm sure I've said that wrong, but sorry about that. The writer-director of Nabat, and Fatima Mohtamad Arya, the actress, the wonderful actress in this movie. She is absolutely fantastic. Nabat, of course, is in the Horizonte section of the festival. And, of course, you can catch this film while you're still here. I'm hoping it will get distributed in London and elsewhere,
yeah,
in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. Fine.
You will find, yeah, it. I wish you the very best of luck, because it's a competition as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So good luck with the competition. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.